shall we?
Yeah, just don't have me do it.
So a call to order. This is for the regular board meeting of December 19th, 2017 at 6:07 p.m. Let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A moment of silence for our fallen personnel and our service personnel. Hold that in charge, please.
All right. Now for roll call. Director Sanderson.
Aye, here.
Director Israel.
Here.
Director Davis.
Here.
Director Ling.
Here.
And Director Wargo is absent. She may arrive later tonight.
If the board doesn't mind, I'll kind of share a little bit through this until Ms. Wargo gets here, just so we can kind of progress slowly.
I don't mind.
That makes sense to me. Okay.
Because I'd rather her be here for the vote of the members of the leadership.
Right. The reorganization.
For closed session, if at all possible. Did she give any indication of how long she would be?
She didn't. She said it was going to be after the
after her
son's performance. She wasn't sure on the time. So depending on how long the board meeting runs.
Can you text her?
I can't.
So because this is going to go for a quick one.
She didn't pay attention.
Public comment? Shut up. Okay. I'm going to make a move that we go to old business.
We haven't known you from.
What about approval of finance audit? Board meeting minutes.
Okay. Well, I wanted to get some of the old stuff out of the way because there's some important new things that are coming up. All right, approval of the minutes of the Finance and Audit Committee.
And make a motion we approve.
Well,
I'm not in a hurry.
You know what? I don't want to hurry, but I want to.
Okay.
Well, just briefly, I can't vote on that, right? Because I wasn't.
No, you can, or you can abstain.
Okay, I'll abstain.
Alright, so that motion.
Second.
Director Sanderson?
That's in.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Ling?
Aye. No warrants, no awards of contracts. The background information was passed the Water District Board of Directors has undergone reorganization after each election. Do you have a comment on that, Mr. Louis? Or is that just a statement of what's going to happen?
It's something going to happen.
Okay, so we'll table that for a little bit. I would go ahead and we'll do the updates from the past water and the manager's report.
Pass has gone dark till January.
Yeah, they're typical politicians, yeah. They're on holiday.
Yeah.
No, they get paid.
I don't.
No, not on this.
No.
Manager's report, Mr. Louis.
Well, first, I'd like to welcome the new board, even though you guys aren't new board members, but especially to Mr. Sanderson for volunteering and coming back to serve the community.
Thank you, Kevin.
Welcome.
After being here before, this is nice.
It's quiet.
Just to give you guys some of the highlights. you're going to be going through orientation as time goes along. Some of you may either be required to either refresh or, well, be actually refreshing on Brown Act, Water District policy and procedures. Joe, maybe you can chime in on this some sexual harassment training. Is it every 2 years or?
Every 2 years. So all public agencies in 2016,
AB 1661 actually expressly said that if you're appointed or an elected official, you will also have to comply. It's always been my position that public entities need to comply with the training. It's once every 2 years, 2 hours of sexual harassment avoidance training. And as of January, there needs to be a new component, I think it's AB 2053, to talk about gender identity, gender expression, and sexual orientation. So it does make sense that we schedule sexual harassment training sometime soon.
So is that going to be the whole board?
Yeah, it should be the whole board.
When the time comes for making an agenda item, I'm going to make a move that we just change it for every 2 years. So every year or every year we just do it. I know it's a little bit of an expense, but if we just do that, there's no questions that we've not had that training.
Well, and if I can recommend, I give this training on a routine basis, and especially in December when the year is coming up and a lot of agencies haven't got it done. I've given this presentation probably, I'd say, 10 times this month. So I'm happy anytime you're ready to come at a board meeting. It's a two-hour training. Just provide training to those who are present for the entire board. And to the extent you have supervisors, you meet that qualification as well. They can sit in the audience and get a certificate that qualifies to satisfy the AB 1825 requirement.
Is there any problem with having the employees go through this same training just as a, do you think the SEU would have an issue with that?
The SEIU, they shouldn't have any issue with the training. Now, I take it what you're saying is the people who are not supervisors.
Right.
And that's a good practice. What I've done before is I have a modified version of my training. It's a two-hour training session, but what I do is I move all the non-supervisor items to the first hour. So we do everyone for the first hour, and then we excuse the people who don't have to be there for the supervisor portion or the people of authority portion. So they get an hour, and everybody else gets the two.
So at the end of the meeting, I'm going to put a request in for that kind of agenda item. I think you have a grasp of what I'm after and stuff, and you can go over that later.
And by the way, I'll add this too. This is a very hot topic right now, especially with the Me Too items. And I'll let you know, I'd mentioned before, there are news groups now that are actually sending requests to the public agencies around to find out how they've been handling sexual harassment. And whether they've received claims, et cetera, et cetera. So this is something that's going to be a public concern. I would recommend that if we haven't had that training, that we do it pretty quickly.
Wow, it seems like I always come up just before something's going to happen. I'm like, hey, what about?
Knock on wood, we stay above the curve.
Okay. I'm sorry, Calvin, I didn't mean to.
That's fine. And I'll let Kelly give you guys an update on the CRWA water expo. So too bad Director Ward was not here, but
I can't
read that. So basically, it's in regards to the California Rural Water Association Expo, which is typically held in Tahoe every year. They have an assortment of classes for managers, for water operators, etc. Sarah, Director Wargo had mentioned she would be interested in putting an agenda item for the board to review and determine whether they wanted to send anybody or the entire board up for those classes in 2018. I've been keeping tabs on this expo, and they did affirm that it's supposed to be held at the end of April of this coming year, but they do not have a list of classes available just yet. So once they do have that available, you will see something in the board agenda for your review and discussion and possible action.
Okay.
So basically, there's nothing to report right now.
Sounded good.
This is service truck 2. The RIP you see is a heavy-duty duckweed fabric that's triple stitch at all seams with rivets. And this is how much our water operators go in and out of that truck. And wearing Wranglers or it's Levi's, that's 2 years old. But this is a preventive measure because it costs probably about $300 to $500 to replace the seat. So I just thought I'd bring that up to the board.
It's a consumable.
What's it?
It's a consumable.
Yeah.
I think maybe that when I thought about this the other day is the water meter guys. I'm on streets, on some of the streets, I would hope that they're parking the car and then walking to the meters, you know, down the block to the corner and coming back, because starts on start, start. That's like, they need their exercise anyway. Mailmen do it.
Yeah, when there's houses on both sides of the street.
Yeah. You know, some of the red, like right here. I would hope that they're just walking up and down one end of the block.
Yeah, they park strategically.
Okay.
But I had a community members come up to me not too long ago and said, Carhartt, he's, wow, that's a little extravagant. I said, you're Calvin? And this is why.
I understand. If they have questions, they'll just present with the picture. Okay.
This is our boat's storage on the main street, the sodium hypochlorite. I have tried twice with Riverside County Environmental Health Department, and they have this program that you can log on, which is the California Environmental Report System, and it is very user unfriendly. I've tried it twice, and they've rejected it. So manure rolls downhill. So I go, oh, here, Ellie, you try it for the third time, and she's had submitted it, and we just and it usually takes them about anywhere from up to 60 days to reply whether it's been accepted or not.
Now this is based on containment or just a permit to have that there?
Just a permit to have that, and this has been going on for almost 3 years.
Okay, when they do the new part, have they said anything about containment of that sodium hypochlorite? I know it's not, it's kind of like a gray area, but do we have to have any containment?
The containment is designed into that.
Okay, it's a double wall tank.
Yeah, and plus the floor of it, there's actually, it'll contain the if there's a leak.
Okay.
And for some reason, they said there's supposed to be some color code for, you know, for the hazmat.
Yeah.
But the only thing is that corrosion sign.
They want the blue, red, yellow, white.
And I've called the vendor, and he says, well, show them that it's right there. And that's what I submitted, and it keeps getting rejected. So.
Right.
So they give any, it's rejected, what can you do to solve it? Can they do that?
Well, I've called over to Hemet, and this is like 2 years ago. Hemet would say, oh, you're in Indio's jurisdiction. Indio sent me back to Hemet. And then I have all these two guys, one guy named Dan, another guy, I can't remember his name, and all of a sudden they stop replying to my emails and answering the phone.
May I make a suggestion? Just go get a blank triangle, because the SDS, the safety data sheets, are going to indicate the flammability, the reactivants, and all of that. Just get the numbers off of that and just put them on this label and just stick it on the tank.
No, the vendor says I cannot alter that. That's their property.
Oh,
that's a rental tank?
Yeah.
What's that on the back side of the tank?
That's a ladder.
No. I'm talking like that wall thing.
It's a conduit.
That's
a what?
Conduit. Storage. That's storage.
Oh, okay. So could we put like the triangle on that? Because it's right there next to it?
Or close to right on one of the columns for your shed there.
Well, hopefully, Ellie's attempt will. Where are you at right now?
Ellie, get it handled.
What?
Where are you at with this? They just said.
I submitted everything they asked for, so I'm just waiting for a response whether they needed anything else.
And it's like 30 to 60 days. And
I have sodium hypochlorite at work. I know there's a couple of tanks, so I'll look at the tanks, and if there's something on there, I'll take a picture of it. Because we're 100, you know, not a Fortune 500, but we're a Fortune 1000 company kind of thing, $250 million last year, so they follow all that stuff. So I'll see what they have.
Yeah. Knock on their door.
I call him, just knock on their door.
This is the Bonita PRV, and we're still in the process of working on replacing that. Right now, the big obstacle, again, as I said before, and this is for Martin's benefit, is finding the shutoff. We can't get a positive shutoff because, at least for the last 14 years I've been here, the county keeps on paving everything over in our valves.
It's not the dirt road at the end there. That's a different one.
No, that's Brett.
That's talking about Brett. The end of that.
Yeah.
So this is
okay. This is right at the, it's west of Orange on the north side of Bonita. East of Orange and west of Broadway. It's a real old. Probably one of the original.
That's the one that filled up with water that one day I came by?
Yeah. What happened is we need positive shutdown. You notice that we got the stainless steel pilot tree. Those are the stainless steel tubing.
Yep.
But in order to replace the brass fittings, we need to shut it down. And that's the big holdup.
Can't find it.
Yeah. So we're working on that, and I target that hopefully on or before March of next year. We'll have that. It's not an emergency, but it is.
Couldn't we charge the county for any of that, trying to find their shutoff valve? Because they keep paving it?
Yeah, right now that we have our own crew, in the first week of January, they send us every year towards the end of the calendar year, they send me a big book of all the projects they're going to do. So I've alerted the individual that's in charge of that include us now, and we're going to mark the valve cans so they make sure they don't pave over it now that we have an in-house crew. That's the old Hadley packing and refrigeration warehouse right there.
Yeah, what's going on there? Yeah.
Okay, our only comments that we made was, and I'll give Dave Wooney the credit on that, but their fire contractor was installing the sprinklers, and he caught them charging the system without the backflow device. Remember, it used to be a big 8-inch black pipe. And so here's a brand new backflow device. Down there is, I took that picture today, to protect it with the K-rails. And 0000 are the tattletale meter. Production well 5, I think I had mentioned that when we first took over the system over at Desert Hills, the general manager, her name was Dottie Montana, and she was against giving the district the water system. And then just like when you buy a house, we do a home inspection, and one of the things I demanded Simon upgrades was a soft start, and they purchased the most lowest price one they could find. And then when we upgraded our electronic electrical pump, the amps overseed the capacity, and that's why he kept on having a skate over. And anyways, to the right, behind the blue duct tape was the old style alerts, and they had a line of lights and silk screen on it was the reason why that light was on. Now to the right is all digital, and what you're looking at, it says ready. And there's the difference between the two. To the right is the lower cost discount soft start, and there's the newer one to the left. And also, the electrician replace all the cable and wiring to it too. This is that they were pretty broke too.
So Calvin, to your credit, you remember this. That organization is better off by far for the safety factor.
And that's my report.
Okay. We're gonna skip the close. I'd like Mrs. Wargo to be here for the closed session. Now it says here conference with legal counsel on the I thought I saw phone, but never mind. Old business, sustainable groundwater. Did they go dark too? Okay, so
the only new development is Davis, General Manager Davis. He wants to start up the General Manager Roundtable again. So the first one, this is in January 30th.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens.
Oh, so you made a comment about something that was brought up at the PATH agency or something, or a lawsuit?
Oh, that was just between me and
somebody.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. All
right.
Discussion action item, customer concerns, Travis Lacey, Ms. Lacey's charges. Mr. Lacey does not appear to be here. We gave Mr. Lacey the opportunity to present video information stating that our employees were a bunch of yahoos and stuff, and he is not here.
Nor did he submit the videos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I make the motion
to say no more.
It's denied.
It.
Okay. I second that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So motion to deny Mr. Lacey's request regarding miscellaneous charges towards his account made by Director Israel, seconded by Director Sanderson. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Lynn?
Aye. Senate, what is the discussion on the Senate bill?
Oh, that would be this one here.
Change elections.
In summary, it should be in your packet. There was a new Senate bill that came out recommending that districts have an election on only even years. But after speaking with our legal team, it was determined that because our voter turnout, it isn't lower than the normal. So he said at this time we don't need to change the election years at this time, but it's entirely up to the board.
I think we just need to leave it where it is.
Yeah,
no,
I think
action.
So, right?
Do we need a motion or move?
No,
or anything?
We can just no action.
Okay.
Okay.
I read that summary part and I concur with what Ellen said. We don't whatever. Well,
we need to deal with Resolution 5-2017. Revision of authorized signer of the District Chase Bank account. I presume that would only be Mr. Sanderson?
Yeah, Mr. Sanderson would need to be added to the account, and former Director Bowie would need to be removed.
Okay.
So this is more of a formality for the bank than anything.
So I need a motion on this.
I make a motion that we... How do you want to put it?
Add Sanderson.
Add Mr. Sanderson.
Do we want to do that?
Or do we want it? Do we need to discuss it first? Or
it's, you know, it's I know, yeah. It's got to be in the minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want me to do it?
So yeah, go ahead.
All right, I make motion that we take Director Bowie off and add Director Sanderson as an authorized signer.
I think the term would be that we adopt the resolution
05-2017. I know.
Basically, just read that off, and that's what the.
Yeah.
as long as
okay, so we adopt resolution 05-017, revitalization of authorization, I can't even say anything, signer for the District Chase bank account.
Do you have a second?
A second.
Sorry, Joe, did you have something to say?
No, I was just going to say, in substance, what she said initially was the same thing. You're just adopting the resolution that adds a signer and removes a signer.
Okay, so Director Sanderson?
I
think they went to the restaurant.
Can I abstain?
You can abstain if you like.
I don't mind. I'll say aye. But I don't know if it's correct or not.
No, it's fine.
It's fine.
Okay,
aye. It's fine.
Aye? Okay. Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Ling?
Aye. Okay, so I think we've kind of reached this. Done as far as we can without Mrs. Wargo. I think we need to proceed. We'll go ahead.
You want me to text and see how Ms. Wargo she's going to be?
Sure. You can see if she's got an idea. Because the closed session item is a very interesting one, I would prefer that she be here if possible, just so she's not blindsided.
I think that's fine, and if I recall correctly, I think typically what we do is rest for about 5 minutes and then go into closed session.
Yeah.
And just to, as a housekeeping matter, closed session is listed as a personnel item. This specific exemption is the personnel evaluation for the general manager. We're going to look at some general manager duties.
Yeah.
I just want that to be clear on the minutes.
Okay. Yeah, this is what we talked about? Yeah.
Okay. So we get
it's a point of order. We'll take a 5-6 minute
recess and
then
back.
Audio break.
Is that still the smoking room out there?